AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the U.S. will hold off striking Iranian power plants for five more days.
We are now having really good discussions.
Speaking in Memphis Monday.
They want peace. They've agreed they will not have a nuclear weapon, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll see. You have to get it done. But I would say there's a very good chance.
Talk of a possible end to the war did serve to drive down oil prices, but Tuesday's arrived in the Middle East with considerable fire. Saudi Arabia's defense ministry says it's destroyed at least 19 drones in the kingdom's oil-rich eastern province. Kuwait's energy ministry reports 7 high-voltage power lines were damaged by shrapnel from air defenses. A Shiite paramilitary group in Iraq says a commander was among those killed in what it says was a U.S. airstrike. Israeli search and rescue teams have been dispatched in northern Israel, where an impact's been reported following a missile warning. And Israeli jets are again pounding Beirut's southern suburbs, the military saying it's targeting Hezbollah infrastructure. In other news, ICE officers are at TSA airport checkpoints.
Help move the flow of people through those lines.
Borders are Tom Holman.
It is a tragedy what was happening at the airports right now with 3 and 4 hour delays. It's ridiculous. So we're there to help TSA and plug the holes. But if they see criminal activity, their federal law enforcement officers should take action.
And Lisa Dwyer reports.
A California civil jury has found Bill Cosby liable for drugging and sexually assaulting Donna Motzinger in 1972. Jurors in Santa Monica awarded Motzinger $19.25 million. Motzinger said in a lawsuit filed in 2023 that Cosby invited her to a show, gave her wine and pills. She says she later woke up at a home partly undressed and concluded that Cosby had drugged and raped her. Cosby's lawyers call the claim speculation and say they plan to appeal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A side trip for the president. Sagar Magani has the story.
President Trump made a detour after addressing troops in Memphis.
You know, I'm going to see Graceland after this, I think. Is that right?
As the nation deals with war and long airport security lines,
come in love. I'm all shook up.
The president ventured to Elvis Presley's Graceland.
I love Elvis.
Lamenting he never met the late king of rock and roll.
I never met Elvis. Everyone said, "Did you?" I met them all. I met Sinatra. I knew all of them. I never met Elvis.
But the president's talked about Presley a lot. His rallies often feature Elvis music and concert videos. 8 years ago in Presley's Mississippi birthplace.
Other than the blonde hair, when I was growing up, they said I looked like Elvis. You see that? Could you believe it?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.